Postcard from Spain with Vernon Pierce.
This July Postcard from Spain podcast is intended to be the start of a regular monthly update aimed at providing some current news items which you may find useful if you're planning to move to Spain or buy a property here. This month I'll be covering the measures the Spanish government are taking to resolve the country's housing shortage, issuing some warnings to British holidaymakers in particular about how not to fall foul of the law in Spain, warning of an increase in Barcelona's tourist tax, and a report which shows a tendency for Spanish young people to drink less alcohol. Well, this year Spain is once again the world leader when it comes to the number of blue flag beaches, a total of 677, 35 more than last year and more than any other country in the world. Blue flags are awarded by the Foundation for Environmental Education and recognises beaches for their water quality, environmental management, safety and the quality of facilities. By regions, Valencia, where I live, leads the way this year with 151 blue flags, 9 more than in 2025. This is followed by Andalusia with 143, 5 more than last year. Brits abroad often assume holiday destinations share the UK's legal approach to childcare and other laws. But assuming British rules apply in Spain can lead to severe consequences. This reality was demonstrated at a resort on the Costa del Sol, where a British couple left their three young children unsupervised to visit an adult bar. The couple received a suspended prison sentence of 1 year and 4 months. They were also disqualified from exercising parental authority, and Andalusian social services took the children into care. In Spain, leaving children unsupervised in dangerous circumstances is a specific criminal offence under the Criminal Code, while the UK approach under the Children and Young Persons Act is often welfare-led initially. Spanish authorities intervene sharply in high-risk situations. Claiming ignorance of the law is not an acceptable defence. Tourists frequently misjudge Spanish regulations, assuming they mirror home rules. However, local expectations regarding family responsibility and public behaviour are strictly enforced. For instance, walking shirtless or in swimwear away from beach areas can attract fines between 120 and 750 euros in regions like the Costa del Sol, Barcelona and the Balearics. Visitors must understand local laws rather than assuming UK standards apply, as parental responsibilities do not end at the border. British holidaymakers heading to Benidorm this year face fines of up to €1,000 if they rent mobility scooters without a genuine medical need. Local police are stepping up enforcement against the misuse of these vehicles, following agreements with rental companies to improve street safety. New council regulations state that mobility scooters are now restricted to individuals over the age of 65 or those with certified motor disabilities. British medical certificates are generally accepted, and genuine users are advised to carry documentation at all times. Police will conduct street-level checks during the summer, including breath tests for alcohol and drugs. Officers will seize vehicles that break regulations. Drivers must stay on pavements or pedestrian zones, move at walking pace, and avoid bicycle lanes. Parking is restricted to designated spots that don't block paths, and minor breaches carry an on-the-spot penalty of €500, while serious offences reach €1,000. So you have been warned. There's nothing like a cruise. All the amenities, half the hassle, and a detailed international itinerary already mapped out. But for cruisers docking in Barcelona, their stop-and-go holiday could become doubly expensive when Spain's busiest city raises tourist tax for cruise travellers. In a bid to reduce over-tourism, Barcelona's mayor is looking to double the tourist tax for cruise travellers from €4 to €8 per day. According to reports, this higher tax would only be applied to visitors spending less than 12 hours in the city. This is seemingly the first step to reach the city's ultimate goal of eliminating stopover cruises from Barcelona altogether, only allowing turnaround visits to embark and disembark. The mayor of Barcelona has been vocal about his goal of reducing mass tourism and promoting quality tourism that benefits the city, as opposed to crippling it. Officials argue that travellers beginning or ending their cruise in Barcelona are more likely to stay in hotels, dine locally, and spend money in the city, unlike short-stay cruise passengers who often return to the ship after only a few hours ashore. Homeowners in Spain could soon receive up to €600 a month from the government for renting out empty properties under a measure included in Spain's state housing plan for 2026 to 2030. The scheme is intended to address Spain's growing housing crisis by encouraging landlords to place vacant homes into affordable rental programs rather than leaving them empty. In return, owners would receive monthly public payments alongside the regulated rent paid through the scheme. Under the proposal, homeowners would keep ownership of their properties, but temporarily hand them over to managed affordable housing programs. The aim is to increase rental supply quickly without waiting years for large-scale construction projects. The measure comes as rents continue to rise sharply in cities including Madrid, Barcelona, and Valencia, where affordable long-term accommodation has become increasingly difficult to find. Under the framework announced so far, homes would generally need to have been vacant for a certain period before qualifying, and properties must also meet minimum habitability standards, although some owners could receive additional financial support to renovate or repair homes before entering the scheme. Landlords joining the programme would usually need to commit properties to affordable rental use for several years, with rents kept below normal market rates. Whether enough landlords will join remains uncertain, but the proposal highlights the seriousness of Spain's worsening housing shortage. Spain's government has presented a €9 billion energy transition plan that would include making homes more energy efficient and providing near-free public transport to low earners. The project, which will be co-financed by the European Union, was announced as Spain confronts a global energy shock caused by the US-Iran war and as it positions itself to cope with climate change. The energy revolution can't be just for those who can change cars, put up solar panels on their roof, or renovate their homes without subsidies, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said. It needs to reach everyone. He stressed that we shouldn't have to choose between making ends meet or making it to the end of the century, at a time when he fears that the environmental movement could lose momentum due to denialist rhetoric about does a lot of damage. For the plan to be adopted, Sanchez needs a majority of the parliament to back it, but his socialist party holds only a little over a third of the seats. It calls for €4.7 billion to be set aside to make homes, public housing and neighbourhoods more energy efficient, and to promote communities sharing electricity, and for solar panels to be installed on homes and in districts. The other €4.3 billion would go to adapting transport, including in rural areas, and renovating fleets used by firms and independent workers. Drinking is going out of style, at least among the younger generation. A recent study by the Spanish Ministry of Health found there has been a reduction in regular alcohol consumption in the 15 to 24 age group. In the last 10 years, their alcohol consumption dropped from 43.8% in 2006 to 17.9%. Whether because they're adopting healthier habits or simply saving money, Gen Z staying sober is affecting corporations. Two drink companies reported declining sales volumes, with AB InBev falling for three consecutive years, including a 2.3% drop in 2025, highlighting industry-wide challenges. Like much of Western Europe, Spain has been suffering from an intense heat wave in the last few weeks, with temperatures climbing over 40 degrees C. This is expected to continue for another week or so, but then the forecasters hope that the temperatures will return to something like normal for July and August. Many wildfires have taken hold, particularly around the Girona and Cadiz areas. The difference from my point of view is that we're better equipped here in Spain than many countries in the rest of Europe to cope with high temperatures. Our villa has special shutters which can be put down during the day to keep out a lot of the heat from the sun. We have ceiling fans, which we can keep on at night to keep us cool while we sleep. And of course, we have air conditioning units as well. Oh, and I should mention, of course, that we're lucky enough to have a swimming pool going to cool off during the heat of the afternoon or in the evening before we go to bed. So if you're looking at property in Spain, make sure you have at least some, if not all, of these particular features. Because with global warming, it looks as if these heat waves will continue and probably get worse in coming years. Well, that's all for this particular podcast, but I'll be back again soon with more information about the country I've made the decision to spend my retirement in, and hope that I'll be able to help others follow in my footsteps. Thanks for listening.